Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Neil Greenberg joins us now from the Washington Post. What up, Greenberg? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We're great, brother. How you doing?
Oh, man. We're good. I don't know if you just heard Jeff's rant, but he's got the world in a tizzy because he thinks...
Bunch of haters.
At this point, if folks are looking for the negative with Jaden, it's more about just looking for the negative. And I think this, most things have been so encouraging with him that... it's hard to find a lot of reasons for doubt at this point, recognizing it's a small sample size. Where do you land?
On Jaden? I mean, there's probably 15 other things you can nitpick with this team. I don't know how Jaden Daniels would be on that list. I mean, what hasn't he done that someone would expect him to do? He's a number two pick. He had the highest of expectations to literally save a franchise from itself. And I think we need to start to change the conversation. This isn't the offensive rookie of the year only. I mean, I think there's a very strong case that we got to start talking about Jaden Daniels as the MVP of the league.
It's wild, you know. Specific to Jaden, and then you mentioned there's things to nitpick about the team, and I agree with you. Because now we are viewing this team through a very different prism at 4-1, right? Specific to Jaden, is there anything in the statistical profile that maybe you do find concerning or alarming for a guy that you're no longer judging on a rookie quarterback scale, you're judging on a potential league MVP scale?
No, I think he's... the metrics love him right now. Like the advanced metrics love him because the offense is so efficient and he's able to run the ball, etc. I think the key to this whole thing is Pro Football Focus's grades, which are subjective, meaning they don't necessarily care about the results. They just want to know, did he make a bad throw? Is he making the right reads on offense? Is he staying out of trouble, etc.? And right now, Jaden Daniels is ranked seventh for Pro Football Focus. So he's seventh in Pro Football Focus. He's third in ESPN's total quarterback rating, which is an objective rating based solely on stats. So, you know, there's really nothing that you could say right now. I mean, he's a top 10 quarterback or he's a top 5 quarterback, and as a rookie, you know, you would take that every single time. I mean, the draft so far has been a success, and could things change in the next couple weeks? Absolutely. But right now, Washington is a contender to win the division. They might win 10 games this year, and they have one of the most electrifying players under center in the National Football League right now. So, I mean, everything looks great, no matter how you look at it on the offense.
You say that advanced metrics loves him right now. What changed?
Well, I don't think anything has changed. It's just he's doing it on the field, and the offense is hyper-efficient. I mean, you know, scoring on nearly every drive is going to boost, you know, all the underlying metrics. Like, typically speaking, when we're looking at advanced metric, we want to know more what's happening, like, per play and per drive than the aggregate, right? Because what we'll say is, you know, if they're having success, you know, per drive, but they're ending in turnovers or fumble, or, you know, or they're not converting at their in the red zone, et cetera, like those things will even out over time. But the base, the foundation is very strong. And that's what we're seeing here. The passing game, very, very good. The running game, very, very good. And I think Jaden's a part of that as well. And then, oh, by the way, the defense shows up last week against Cleveland. You know, this is looking more and more. This is looking at a very complete football team last week. Now, the defense has its struggles. We've talked about that. But if they're going to get very, very, very good offense and even just okay defense, this team is going to contend because that's just the way the NFL works.
How much do you – the defensive performances the last 2 weeks have been significantly better. And the – listen, that – the Cleveland offense is a train wreck. I don't know what they got there. I don't know what the quarterback – I don't know what they got, right? But the Cardinals, 1 week after being pretty much shut down by Washington, are able to beat San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the defensive improvement, particularly the last couple weeks?
I just think that they're doing this. I mean, it sounds cliche, but, like, the fundamentals are certainly better. And, like you said, I mean, being – not giving up big plays, not making costly mistakes. I mean, it's the little things that will keep you, you know, out of trouble. And we didn't see any big plays being given up. We didn't see any, you know, costly mistakes and, you know, no home run balls by Cleveland or Arizona. And yeah, absolutely. Cleveland, not great. But like you said, I mean, Arizona is probably a little bit better than we give them credit for. And at some point, we have to say Washington is doing the thing as opposed to other teams aren't doing the thing, right? Like,
right.
Like at some point, we have to acknowledge Washington is a good football team. And I think that's kind of the challenge that a lot of people are having because they weren't expected to be good this year, right? We talked about this. The over-under totals, 6-7 games. The chances to win the division pales in comparison between Philadelphia and Dallas. But, you know, they're starting to play the games on the field, and at some point you have to start making new decisions based on new information. And right now it's that this Washington team needs to be taken seriously because they're able to do the things right that they're supposed to be doing.
What has been the biggest difference that you see in this team, like going into the season? I understand that they have to learn. We didn't expect what's going on. But what's been the major factor when you look at the offense?
Oh, it's easily Jaden Daniels. Easily, because you don't expect rookie quarterbacks to come in to what everyone perceived to be a bad situation and be a top 10 quarterback. And that's – and, you know, we talked about this before too. Like having an average quarterback in the NFL is very valuable. When you have an above-average quarterback, especially at a below-market price, like an entry-level contract, you know, that's significant. And Jaden Daniels is making the offense go. You know, Kingsbury obviously has a plan. It remains to be seen if this is just another hot offense for Kingsbury that fizzles out, because we've seen that before. So that's definitely something to monitor. But I you know, it's definitely Jaden Daniels being able to be you know, put in a situation that was very murky at best, and everything is starting to work. And you got to give credit to the coaching staff for making it work around their rookie quarterback. But easily the passing game being elevated to the point that it is has been the most significant outcome for this Washington team.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here. Give him a follow at ngreenberg on Twitter and Instagram. They're 4-1. They're first place in the NFC East. We're going to week 6. The numbers overwhelmingly will tell you they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you just play it out, they got 12 games left. Nine wins typically, especially in the expanded wild card format, 9 wins get you in. Maybe not division winner, but just in. They could go, I'm no math guy, I think they could go 5-7 down the stretch and get to 9 wins.
Don't want to see that.
I understand. Are there numbers, advanced or eye test, whatever, that does concern you about this Washington team?
It was the defense, but the defense has now shown that it can play. So okay. How consistent is the defense going to be going forward? We're going to learn a lot about this team on Sunday against the Ravens, right? Because the Ravens are one of the better teams in the NFL. And I do believe, like, this will be a true test. I don't even necessarily think that Washington needs to win. I think if they put in a good game against Baltimore, then you start to look at the schedule and say, okay, well, you know, then they have Carolina and Chicago. You know, they're going to play the Giants, who could or could not be a good team. Pittsburgh's struggling. The Eagles are a very good team, yes. Dallas, yes. Tennessee, maybe. Then they have the bye week, and then it's New Orleans, Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys. I mean, there's a lot of winnable games there, and if they play well against Baltimore, you can't write Washington off as easily against Philadelphia and Dallas, which are really the only two teams left on their slate that would be major concerns, maybe Atlanta. So I do think that this game coming up is going to be the tipping point for them in terms of how people perceive them to be the contender. But again, it's the defense. Can the defense be – they don't even need to be as good as they were against Arizona. Like, can they just you know, limit themselves to one poor mistake, because his offense seems to be able to overcompensate on the scoreboard for any mishaps, small mishaps or few mishaps that the defense may have.
Is there any concern, and this is something that I think we have to acknowledge, right? B has always talked about, with quarterbacks especially, but really just the NFL offenses, the folks, the coaches, the scouts, the players, they get paid a lot of money to figure stuff out. And as there's more film, there's more stuff to figure out. Jaden's now played 5 games. After this week, it'll be 6. Is there any concern about defenses kind of figuring Jaden out? I'll start with an answer on this. I say no because of the accuracy from the pocket. When you can be that accurate of a passer, that's not something you figure out. Now, maybe you know where they what they like to do on 3rd and 6, but still, when you can drop the ball in the bucket like the kid can, I don't think you can. I don't think film changes that.
Right, because you have the whole point of film is to find the weaknesses, right? And if accuracy is not a weakness, or the ability to knock him off his game isn't a weakness, it makes the defense tougher. And there's going to be an adjustment. There's going to be adjustment on both sides, though, right? The NFL isn't just a league where the defense only makes the adjustment. So what could happen is, you know, defenses may start to figure stuff out, but you got to give credit to Washington's play calling, because they've done a good job of masking what they want to do. Their run-pass mix is unpredictable, or at least, you know, skews towards being more unpredictable than predictable. They're doing more motion. They're doing more pre-snap stuff. I mean, that's the type of stuff that the defense, you know, can't account for, because they don't necessarily know for sure what's going on. So I think there's going to be some changes on both sides. The easy answer is to say, well, defenses will figure it out because they always figure it out, and that's going to be it. But, you know, again, I think that this whole organization from top to bottom deserves the benefit of the doubt that they can keep the momentum going until they show us that they can't. And right now what they've shown us is that they can literally tear stuff down, put new faces in new places almost everywhere from top to bottom, and start off 4-1. So you got to give them they've earned the benefit of the doubt to say, you know what? If something happens, they'll be able to figure it out because they've gotten us this far. And I know that's a tough leap for a lot of people because of what we've seen with this franchise for 20 years. I've even been getting tweets right now of people saying, well, I've saw this before, only in a crater. But we haven't seen this before because everything is new. But again, I think they deserve the benefit of the doubt, and they at least, you know, at least believe it until you've given a reason not to believe it anymore.
Mm-hmm. So one other one then. Kingsbury's offenses have a reputation of hot starts and then kind of getting bogged down as the season goes on. I would think you've got to assume Cliff has said how much he's learned from when he started at Arizona to where he is now. And he's not kind of bogged down with being a head coach and all that entails. He's in charge of the offense. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a possibility? So there's a track record of it, right? That maybe eventually this offense just gets bogged down because it's not as cutting edge once people have seen it for 8 games or whatever.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm sure that conversation came up. Like, we have, you know, we know there are smart people in the front office. That conversation had to come up where we say, hey, you know what? You've had some hot starts. Things started getting a little wonky. You know, what can we do to prevent that? And I'm hopeful that there was a plan in place. I will say also that, you know, the offense is playing so well, you'd expect it to come down to earth a little bit. But the defense is playing so bad, you'd expect that to kind of elevate, and we saw that a little bit so far. So there's going to be some offset there. You know, I think the biggest thing to worry about right now is injuries. I think, obviously, sure. Jane Daniels, you know, being healthy is a key to a lot of this. You know, the offensive line, like having as much consistency from game to game is going to be the most important. I'm not necessarily worried about Kingsbury's offense falling off because, like I said, he seems to be doing some right stuff, and I would have to think that there's been a conversation around that already, and there's a plan in place to make sure that that's not as severe as perhaps we've seen in other years. But look, I'm a believer. There's nothing to tell me not to believe in this team right now. Like I said, I think this upcoming game is going to answer a lot of questions, or at least put a lot of questions to rest. And I think, you know, Washington fans just enjoy it, because this is very unexpected in a good way. And, you know, no one can take these four wins away from them now, right? Like, they just have to win the games that they're supposed to win going forward, and they're going to be fine, and then we can have a conversation about the postseason.
I think the Cliff, when he discussed it earlier, and I've said this several times, where he's discussed his offense was just what he had before. Now he has multiple influences on his offense, and I believe it's going to take a little longer for people to try to figure it out. But when I hear Dan Quinn talking a lot about what's needed offensively and how things are, they're getting a lot of what defenses do from Dan Quinn. Coordinator now, where he can now go to the offense and have a little bit more input, which basically when you got a D coordinator, head coach telling you, this is what we'll try to do if you do that. That's how you can build an offense that they may not catch up with. Because people have had years to catch up with Andy Reid, and they keep chasing because he changes something every time they try to get close.
And to your point with Andy, not to interrupt you, Neil, but when you have the right quarterback, like I always go to the Peyton Manning example. It wasn't freaking Adam Gase. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
the quarterback can make such a difference.
Yeah.
Please.
Right. There's a reason why all these, like, New England coordinators don't really make it as head coaches, because they didn't have, like, the special ingredient of Tom Brady, right? I mean, like,
right,
that.
Right, right.
Yes.
Like, we know that now. And, you know, also, you know, Kingsbury only has to worry about the offense right now. Like, he's not a head coach.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's significant as well.
Last thing before Lamphill yells at us. What do you think happens this weekend?
I don't know if the team's going to win the division, but I do think we'll be talking about them as the team that no one wants to face in the playoffs, because the upside of the offense is so high. Like, I think that that's what we're going to be talking about. That's the storyline for me going forward, is this is a playoff team that can put 30, 40 points on the board, and if their defense shows up, you know, you have a loss on your hands because it's just too difficult to keep up.
Right, but I asked, what do you think happens this weekend, Neil?
Oh,
six
this
and
weekend,
a half.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Neil said, I'm not answering.
Yeah. Greenberg out here ducking questions like a politician.
Neil, he's trying to set you up,
I think it's a close one. I actually grabbed Washington +7 on the look-ahead line. I know that's gone to 6.5. I think this could be a close game. I think if Washington can keep it within a score, it's a major win for Washington. I think if we're not talking about any, you know, gaffes, it's a major win. I think Washington's going to do their thing. I think Baltimore might be able to do it a little bit better, but I think Washington is going to come out of this in a very good situation. I don't know if that means a win, but I do think we're going to be talking about Washington in a different way.
All right.
Hey, Neil, we appreciate you, man.
You,
thank
Neil.
You, buddy. Next week, remind me, we got to make time for a little bit of Caps.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. That is our guy, Mr. Neil Greenberg. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.